Scientific Greek and Latin names for various compounds that make up the base for drugs have disappeared from the marketplace and are replaced by designer names. Thus, a mucolytic decongestant could end up with a name like Mucoway. Amphotericin, a powerful antifungal drug, is sold to the public as Fungizone. That seems to cover the problem. Names like Lunesta, for sleeping medication, give rise to a vision of the moon, night, yawning, and therefore sleep inducement becomes more romantic. A name like Diaryl hits the mark, with part of the word diuretic in the name. Thus, you know exactly what it's for. Diaryl is yet another designer name for chlorothiazide, which removes excess water from the body. The creative mind could run wild with theme names for medications that cover everything from sneezing to itchy feet. Names like Itch-Away or Wart-Off, or better still, Surf's Up, rather than Viagra. So, what are the real names of most medications? Only your pharmacist knows. Face is stark white, with darkly shadowed eyes, hair cut bluntly in uneven tufts. Bodies angular and tall. The perfect female clothes hanger for these eccentric German designs in a fusion of fabric, leather, and metal with a touch of skin here and there. Uneven hemlines, sleeves, and deeply angled décolletage are the mark of this designer. The big question, will it sell to Mrs. Jones in Topeka, Kansas?
It is called the Land of Beauty, the Andes. High in the Andes, many of man's mysteries unfold. See the amazing statue that looms high in the clouds, the Christ of the Andes. Explore the ancient Machu Picchu when a lost civilization comes to life. Travel the Andes on PBS, 7 p.m., Sunday night.